The rest of the story. It is summertime in Atlantic City, New Jersey, and you are standing just beyond the intersection of Arkansas Avenue and the Boardwalk, right on the beach beside Fortescue's Pier. All around you are sunbathing summer vacationers. Behind you, Fortescue's Beer Garden. The garden is open, yet there are no customers you can see, and you wonder how the establishment can afford to stay open while doing such poor business at the height of the season. Suddenly you hear a shout, a cry for help. The startled sunbathers are now standing, pointing out to sea. About 100 yards offshore, there is a dot bobbing in the water, perhaps someone's head, alternately sinking and breaking the surface. Then the cries stop. The bobbing dot disappears. One of the sunbathers shouts, "Somebody's drowning," and already a lifeguard has plunged into the waves. Anxious minutes later, the lifeguard returns, bearing the limp body of a teenage boy. A concerned bystander asks if the youngster is dead or unconscious, and panting, the lifeguard responds, "Just help me get him up to Fortescue's." They do. Now the boy is lying on the beer garden patio. The lifeguard is pumping his chest, trying desperately to resuscitate him. Apparently, the valiant effort is in vain. To the murmuring, gathering crowd, the lifeguard demands, "Back away, give him air." One woman is weeping. Someone says, "It's too late." A hush falls over those assembled. Fortescue's proprietor is standing there, too, silently shaking his head. But then, so suddenly that the crowd lurches forward as one, the stricken teenager takes an implosive gulp of air. He's alive. As he edges his way toward consciousness, the crowd cheers. The lifeguard's back is slapped 100 times by a dozen joyous onlookers. The rest, perhaps 50 or more, are slapping each other's backs and shaking hands and voicing relief and otherwise behaving as strangers rarely will. Someone heartily offers to buy the hero lifeguard a beer, and soon Fortescue's is submerged in a laughing, imbibing midday revelry. Well, guess what? It was all a setup. The drowning boy was a gimmick to draw customers into Fortescue's beer garden. The lifeguard, an employee of Fortescue's. So was the boy, of course, an ambitious teenager who thus earned $10 a week plus all the food he could eat as a professional drowner. Weather permitting, he was required to drown as many as 12 times a day, 7 days a week. Indeed, during one particularly sunny two-week period, he drowned 168 times, each time to lure a new crowd of potential customers into Fortescue's. It's maybe not all that hard to imagine that same young fellow became a comic actor one day. Indeed, Atlantic City's incredible sinking man, William Claude Dukenfield, became screen legend W.C. Fields. Yet in defending his fondness for booze, Bill Fields sometimes said that he'd swallowed enough water before he was 20 to last him a lifetime. And you know what he meant. Because now, you know the rest of the story.